This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order to withhold some federal funding from so-called sanctuary cities. Now, this includes big cities like San Francisco and tiny ones like the 1.17 square mile town of Maywood in Southern California. Los Angeles is also a sanctuary city. And last night, the city of L.A. convened the first public meeting of a committee on immigrant affairs. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas, reports.
L.A.'s response to President Trump's threats to withhold federal law enforcement dollars from sanctuary cities, we will resist, says Councilman Curran Price, who represents South Los Angeles.
Let the president know that we will not be bullied. We will not let you tear our communities apart.
Currently, if an undocumented immigrant in L.A. is convicted of a low-level crime, they're unlikely to be turned over to federal immigration authorities. It's a long-standing policy that's designed to foster cooperation between authorities and the immigrant community, says Councilman Jose Huizar, who himself was undocumented when he arrived in L.A. with his parents at the age of 3.
Because we know full well that has helped us keep our crime levels low, because any individual coming in contact with our police officers are not afraid of whether that officer will ask them if they have their papers or not.
City officials say they'll stick to that policy, even if it means possibly losing out on millions of dollars in federal law enforcement grants, as threatened in Trump's executive order. But there were some Trump supporters at the meeting who disagreed with the city's stance, including resident William Morrison.
You're just trying to put the community in panic because you want to get reelected. The only ones we are going to deport are the ones that harm other individuals.
Last night's meeting in L.A. was also a chance for immigrants and their supporters to simply voice their fear and their defiance of President Trump's proposals. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Now, in addition to the sanctuary city's actions, President Trump has ordered Homeland Security to plan, design, and construct a physical wall along the southern border, to hire 5,000 more Border Patrol agents, and to empower local law enforcement to act as immigration officers. We called Avita Mousavian, a policy attorney with the National Immigration Law Center, to get her reaction to these executive actions.
I think that he's exploited isolated incidents to make gross and demonizing generalizations on an entire population. It's not just the 11 plus million people who are here, who pay taxes, who raise their families, who contribute in so many ways, who are undocumented, but he's also made attacks on entire groups of lawfully present immigrants, green card holders, people who are have been here for multiple generations, based on their ethnicity, the language they speak, the religion that they follow. I think that he's used this as an opportunity to stoke fears, to stoke division, and I think that there's absolutely nothing about a person's place of birth that's an indicator of whether or not they're a threat to public safety.
Meanwhile, supporters of the border wall and these immigration policies applauded the president's actions. One of those supporters is Jeff Schwilk. He's the head of a San Diego group called San Diegans for Secure Borders Coalition. He says Trump has a lot more work to do.
Things he hasn't talked about yet is ending birthright citizenship. We are the last country in the world that still gives free citizenship to illegal immigrants other than Canada. All other countries have rescinded that practice years ago. We also need to, of course, he needs to undo Obama's illegal executive order granting amnesty to basically all illegal aliens under the age of 32.
You're talking about DACA.
The DACA amnesty that Obama decreed without using Congress.
We spoke to an immigration attorney, and she essentially said that these policies boil down to racism, that there's not a significant need to get people who are in this country illegally out of the country, that they're not doing the kind of damage and creating the kind of American carnage, as the president recently said.
What race is an illegal alien? How can it be racism if there's no race involved?
So if there were Canadians coming down, you would want to secure the northern border as well?
Of course. I've never mentioned Mexicans or any race. I mentioned illegal aliens.
With regards to the second part of that, if this is not racism, why focus on it when the statistics suggest that this isn't as big of an issue as people are making it out to be?
Well, President Trump has been befriending the victims of illegal immigrant murders if you talk to Border Patrol agents, which I've been doing for 12 years, they catch Muslims and Middle Eastern illegal aliens at the border all the time.
You said Muslims?
And Muslims and Middle Easterners, yeah.
What's your concern with having
that's
Muslims?
Well, that's been testified to Congress many times by the FBI.
I guess what I'm trying to understand is, what is the issue with having Muslims come into the United States?
Well, every terrorist act, every big terrorist act in this country in the last, since 9/11, has been a Muslim radical terrorist.
You realize how racist that is?
No, not at all. What's racist? Not all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims, right? Is that racist? Is that a facts racist? I don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah, that is pretty racist. Jeff, we're gonna call. Oh, okay. We're gonna call.
Sounds like you got a lot of racism there, buddy. So in the mirror. You know what? This is over.
That was Jeff Schwilk. He's the head of the San Diego group called the San Diegans for Secure Borders Coalition. And a quick note, we looked and we could not find one instance where a person in the country illegally has committed an act of terror as defined by the Department of Homeland Security during the past 8 years. We're going to move now to higher education. The University of California's Board of Regents is set to vote on a tuition increase, the first increase in 6 years. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalos explains.
Under the proposal, tuition for in-state students would go up to just over $11,500 next fall, a nearly $300 increase. Out-of-state tuition would go up even more. UC President Janet Napolitano says the increase is necessary to provide more classes, faculty, and financial aid to a growing student body. Tuition hasn't increased over the past few years because UC has been getting additional state funding in exchange for enrolling more California students and cutting costs in other ways. The system did that, and now UC leaders say they need more revenue because there are no substantial funding increases in next year's proposed state budget. The hikes would bring in $88 million. Financial aid will cover the tuition increase for low-income students. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalos.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement. PersonalCapital.com. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
California's border with Mexico stretches from San Diego to Yuma, and next week, the California Report will take you there. You can tell us what you would like to know, stories you would like to see pursued. You can tweet us at @Cal_report. You can find us on Facebook, or you can email us. We're at calreport@kqed.org. And that's the California Report for Thursday, January 26th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.